You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, jumping in for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Friday. No Sal Capaccio, because he was just on this morning with Joe DiBiase. And now I've got Joe Kelly. No Zach Jones today. He's in Pittsburgh.
He is. I recently was in Pittsburgh.
He's in
Great
Pittsburgh.
City to visit. Great city to visit.
Great ballpark. Terrible team.
Yeah, I went for a Yankees game and watched them win 10-4. So.
Well, then you didn't go home disappointed.
No.
Zach is an Angels fan.
Yeah.
Higher probabilities.
Yeah. I do recall him saying that there was no game while he was there, though, unfortunately.
Yes.
That's just a great thing to go do on a Saturday, you know? I mean, even a Buffalo could do it with the Bisons.
Yep.
So,
at least he's not our friend Frank Arcuri, who is actually a Rockies fan.
Oh, that's rough.
Are we sure he still is?
Frank's a cynic.
He's a cynic.
I love him, but he's a cynic. And that's absolutely something that's going on with him, because obviously he's a big hockey guy. The Sabres are the Sabres. So when two of your teams are the Rockies and the Sabres, it's a rough life for you.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. So this is the Extra Point Show, and I am excited about something tonight. Very excited about something. I need to see if the Toronto Maple Leafs fulfill a prophecy or show us what they really are. Now, fulfill prophecy means go to game 7.
Yeah.
That is, outside of last year, something that they just do. They go to 7, and then they lose in the most excruciating way possible. Last year was different. They won in 6, and then they lost in 5. That's what I mean by prophecy, going to game 7. Not about winning this game against Florida. It's about just being ready for the maximum amount of heartbreak that they can hit their fan base with, which they love to do.
Is it a bad thing? I'm pretty much pulling for Florida. I don't like Toronto, and Sam Reinhart I can root for.
And now comes my second point, because I'll talk about how much I'm irritated by the Florida Panthers at this point, but the second point, show us who they really are. They're not a great team. They're a talented team. But they are not a great team. That's what I mean. They are a team that they can win games, but they don't when it matters. And a lot of it comes down to their top two guys, Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. I'm over here not so quietly advocating for Marner to come to the Sabres.
I think everyone is. If
Marner, you don't have a playoff problem when you've been out of the playoffs for 14 years.
Exactly.
And I'd be perfectly happy with having Mitch Marner not showing up in the playoffs if that means that the Sabres make the playoffs. We'll deal with that the next year. But I'm starting to really think that a team like Toronto, with how talented they are, they need a mix-up. I think Marner needs to not be in Toronto anymore.
Selfishly and unselfishly.
Selfishly and unselfishly for the player, and definitely for me, Marner in Toronto needs to just be done. It just needs to not be a thing.
I mean, the pitch is simple.
And a lot of Toronto fans probably would agree with my statement.
Yeah. It's an hour drive. Mitch, your favorite quarterback plays here. Like, I'm sure they can comp you maybe a season.
You're still close to family.
Something like that. I don't know.
And if you come here, there are no expectations.
No.
None.
Play fun hockey.
Play fun wow hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when we get to the playoffs, we'll deal with that and see if you can overcome your demons here in Buffalo instead.
I mean, this would be the place to do
it. God, what a twist of a knife that would be.
For Toronto, absolutely.
Oh my God, if Marner were to come here, or go to any other team for that matter, and suddenly play normal in the playoffs, the fire and vitriol from up north would be devastating.
Have you ever seen that gif of Jake Gyllenhaal walking into like the fog on like the Tonight Show or something like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's Mitch Marner whenever the playoffs come. He just disappears.
No, there's one player that's doing worse than him. Mitch Marner in this series against Florida has a goal.
Right. He's at least putting something on the board.
And in the last three.
Austin Matthews.
Mitch Marner has taken two shots. He has a goal in this series. Austin Matthews has zero.
Yeah. And I knew you were going Austin Matthews.
Matthews has been a player that his legacy needs to be changed for the better. He's not doing it. You have the highest, and this is like factual, he is the highest paid player in the National Hockey League. He has the largest cap hit. It's higher than Connor McDavid.
And he can't do anything for you when it counts
and
the most.
And the scoring touch dies in the playoffs. He has zero goals in the second round in his career. It's also only because he's made it two times. But in the two times he's been there, he has vanished. And oftentimes they don't make the second round because he vanishes.
Yeah, they're normally the first round exit in game seven. They normally take it all the way. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Austin Matthews. But it would be a huge twist of the knife if Marner did go somewhere else. And it doesn't even have to be Buffalo. If he puts up a huge playoff performance in the first couple games of a series next season, wherever he ends up,
it's
got to be a Toronto issue at that point, right?
I would think it's because they've changed everything but the core. That's what this is.
Right. So is this the swan song for the core, you think? And then if they can't do it, it's over?
It is, especially because Marner's a UFA.
Right.
Tavares is a UFA.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So it's over for the core four no matter what. Somebody's leaving and not coming back. It would be insanity for a GM who has not picked either of those players or signed them in free agency to bring everybody back if they fail here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the thing. The Toronto Maple Leafs in particular, they cannot succeed without their star players doing something, which is kind of hockey in general and sports in general.
Yeah.
Your best players need to be your best players. Two of them, again, have shrunk in the face of adversity. And tonight, man, you could not come into a game colder than Toronto has.
No, Florida's favored big time. Not really big time, but Toronto's plus 197. Over-under for total goals scored, 5.5. 1.5-point favorites for Florida. So I think they're winning that, you know, by two.
It's also, you lose 6-1 after you got shut out the game previous.
Mm-hmm.
You could not come in colder.
I was, okay, funny story. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was conveniently in Niagara Falls, Ontario for the overtime game. That was game two, I believe, right?
That was game three.
Game three.
Where Marchand scores.
Exactly. Couldn't remember if it was two or three. So my buddies and I were sitting there. We all came back from school. So it's one thing we have done over the years is go to Niagara Falls, Ontario. The amount of money we were laying on the table to scream when Florida scored, but it just got too real. Like when it hit overtime, you're starting a bar fight.
Yes.
And you're getting ganged up on if you do that. So
you're not on the favorable side. The numbers are not there.
But being in Canada for that, around all of the Leafs fans, being in that environment was really interesting.
It was probably fun.
Yeah. It made it more, it's probably the most exciting outside of the arena hockey game I've watched in a long time, just from the environment around. Enemy territory, nonetheless, because I don't root for Toronto, but that game, that was phenomenal, that performance. I mean, came down to the wire in overtime, but I think Florida runs with this. I really do. I think they win tonight. And Toronto's too cold, like you said. I get it. There's facing adversity in sport and getting over the hump and being able to build a good performance off of bad. But like you said, they've shown their best players can't face adversity in these situations. So how can I be confident they can win tonight over Florida, who faced adversity and is now in the position they're in?
Over the last 2 years, they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes. There's a reason that
there
they're
is a reason.
And they're back.
I will say, I'm not pulling particularly for the Florida Panthers. The only reason I could take away that I would want the Florida Panthers to win is so that what I've said about Mitch Marner is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
Yeah, they're not going to bring him back.
There's no chance you bring him back at that point. He needs a fresh start. The team needs a fresh start with their core, and it needs to be a reset.
So selfishly,
that's the only thing
yes
that I am okay with about the Florida Panthers. They irritate me as a team.
Yeah. I don't want them to win the Stanley Cup. I want them to
push past
Toronto.
If Florida wins, the winner of this series has to be my Eastern Conference quote-unquote representative.
Mm-hmm.
Either Florida or Toronto.
Yeah.
Because Washington did no favors. They lost in five games to Carolina.
Yep. Not great.
A team that I still loathe to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it now has to do with they play a boring brand of hockey that does not retain star talent. And as a matter of fact, if you are a star player, you typically try to do everything you can to get out of Carolina.
Yeah.
And this year it happened twice in the same year.
And look at where
Martin Nechas gets traded to Colorado for Mikko Rantanen, like in that massive trade the first time around. And then they can't sign Rantanen and trade Rantanen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carolina, I do not understand why they continue to think that Rob Brendamore is this elite coach, because the fact that they play this boring style, it's going to catch up against them against a more talented team.
It will catch up with
them. Welcome to their next opponent in the next round, whoever it may be.
Right. It's going to be the test.
If it's Florida, they're dead in the water.
And if they magically take Florida in the next series, you don't think there's any possibility of that?
Ready? They're not deep enough. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough. There's no star talent to help push everything down the line.
It's like if the Sabres made the playoffs. There's not a superstar talent on that team.
The Sabres have more superstars than the Carolina Hurricanes do.
I'll say stars. I don't think there's a current superstar. Rasmus Dahlin. Well, yeah, that's the only one. I'm talking offense. Like
Rasmus Dahlin is an offensive superstar. He just plays
technically, yes, offensive defenseman. You're right. But
Rasmus Dahlin is a more dangerous threat in the offensive zone than any of the Carolina Hurricane skaters.
Yes. I would even say Tage Thompson is, and I don't label him a superstar at all. He's a star.
Yes.
But he's not a superstar.
There's different tiers to this. Mm-hmm. And I do think we need to start taking those words seriously.
Yes, I do too.
And that's why I say it. If you got any Svechnikov,
your face says it all.
He's solid.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably a star player, if not, you know, solid or really a great player.
He's a perfect star player to accessorize a superstar.
He's a Carolina Panthers line one, like Sebastian Aho. Flashes of greatness, but not enough for you to go ahead and say the NHL needs to slap a poster up of Svechnikov and Aho.
Mm-hmm.
But they get it done with collective pieces. There is one player, I should say, actually, that Carolina does have that's emerging at this point.
Yeah.
And that's Seth Jarvis.
Okay.
Jacob Slavin is probably a star player type defenseman. But Seth Jarvis at the forward core, he's probably emerging and getting close to that. So they're going to trade him in like 2 years. But Carolina, not to mention 06...
Well, they're in our
still
front office
burns
now, by the way.
Into my brain.
Yeah, they're in our front office now. They're invading.
That's right. The 06 Hurricanes are joining the Buffalo Sabres one by one.
Yep. It's the Panthers to the Bills. The Hurricanes are to the Sabres.
Watch, Carolina gets eliminated and we hire Rob Brindamore as part of the staff.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I will punch my own face.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But then in the West, well, Edmonton did me a favor. They took out Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Vegas was my pick to win the Stanley Cup in our bracket, though.
I love that Vegas is gone and that Edmonton has a chance to effectively undo the misdeeds of last year, which was you fell down 3-1 in the Stanley Cup final. You stormed back on the back of Connor McDavid.
It could be a rematch.
It could be a rematch.
And they do have, like you said, the opportunity to right their wrongs. This, like, that could be a very interesting Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Dallas is the other team. And well, Dallas is the other team.
They got over their injuries, though.
They're not done yet, though. Connor Hellebuck gets his second shutout of the playoffs, which he hasn't had one of until this series since 2021. He's got two this series. Unfortunately, when he plays on the road in Dallas, he falls apart.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just bad juju.
Hellebuck has been very weird this year in the postseason. But now in this series, it's been the peaks and valleys. Against St. Louis, it was just St. Louis made that a series because Hellebuck was not doing his usual thing. But yeah, now Dallas.
Yeah.
First of all,
I don't want Dallas anywhere near the Stanley Cup final.
I don't want Dallas anywhere near the Stanley Cup again.
Because
they almost got there, and it was Dallas and I think, it was Dallas and Tampa.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
A couple years back.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm very good on that. And talk about a detestable series right there. It's that one. Dallas. I want to like Dallas's roster. They're a good skating team. They are electric. Jake Oettinger is very good in net. They have star talent to superstar talent at every level. Miro Heiskanen is one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. Jake Oettinger, one of the best goalies in the league. Jason Robertson should have been on Team USA for the Four Nations. Over Tage Thompson. Thompson wasn't even the biggest miss on that roster. It was Robertson.
Right.
They trade for Mikko Rantanen, and he's been on the Connor McDavid pace from last year in the playoffs. There was a goal in Game 4 that stopped the streak of Rantanen having a point on every goal in Dallas's playoffs. Then they get shut out the next game.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So, man, Mikko Rantanen really quieting down, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But Rantanen's on another level. So they have superstars everywhere. I've got two problems with Dallas. One, we're in Buffalo.
Dallas,
I don't need to mention it to people.
Doesn't sit right.
It doesn't sit right. It feels gross.
Mm-hmm. Yucky, one would say.
Poo-poo caca.
Yes, precisely. Precisely.
But the other part of it is their jersey rebrand, I don't like it.
Dallas's?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look now.
Like what their current jersey is compared to what it was.
Is it navy blue? Is that why you don't
like
it?
No, it's green. But it's not.
I was kidding. That was a joke from last Sports Talk
Saturday.
Don't
get me started.
Yeah. I know they're green.
But I thought that they had better jerseys in the past. And they went to this D with a star, and it just like... Their logo is bleh. It's mid.
Is it this bright green?
Yes.
Yikes. When did they do that?
It's been a bit now.
Guess that just shows how much I pay attention to the Dallas Stars as a hockey organization. But
and they've been to the Cup recently. That's the other part of this.
Their new logo is so much worse than their old one.
I want to like Jason Robertson in particular. Hey, Dallas, trade Buffalo Jason Robertson.
Okay, Mitch Marner, Jason Robertson.
Yeah, we're forming our big name list of dreams that'll never happen.
Yep, I'll mark them down. I'll mark them down so we can come back and see at the start of next season.
Well, Robertson's one of my favorite players. He plays on a team that I absolutely detest.
Right.
So, let's look at it this way. Ready? Carolina on one end. If Florida wins, that's two teams that I despise. If Dallas wins, that's three teams that I despise. Out of four that are left.
Yeah.
Had Vegas moved on, I would have really had a problem with the conference finals. Am I still going to watch? Yes. I love hockey. We're starting off a Friday here in Buffalo talking about hockey with the playoffs where something is just like, what are playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Buffalo, right?
In an area where that's a foreign term to hockey fans.
Not a foreign term, foreign concept.
Yes.
Like we know of it, but we don't practice it.
Precisely.
It's like you're... I feel like I need to say my words carefully about this analogy. Say you're like not a religious person, for example, and your friend's like a devout religious practice of something.
Mm-hmm.
So you know of it. You respect it. You know that person has that, and they like it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, what is this? That's us with the playoffs. Toronto, not too far away. We know that there's playoffs, they exist. What is it?
Walking into KeyBank Center.
As a matter of fact, Toronto fans are Bills fans that will come down here.
Yes, exactly.
And then you can go, hey, what is this thing called hockey playoffs? Can you explain that to me like I'm five? Speaking of five, that's probably the last time the Sabres were actually in the playoffs.
When I was five?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my
and
God.
I was not avidly consuming hockey.
Nailed it.
So yeah, it was 07, right?
No. That's the last one was 14 years ago.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
11.
Right. Yeah, 11 years ago.
But 07 is the last time that they were great.
Like, phenomenal hockey team. And what jersey were they wearing? Navy blue Buffalo Slug. I stand on my point.
We're not doing this today.
Okay. We'll save it for tomorrow.
You know what we are doing?
Hmm.
We're getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at Northtown Kia. Joe, you've got the mouse. I'm going to need you to get Jerry in Kenmore. Jerry, welcome to the Extra Point Show. How you doing?
Yeah, good. You know, I'm against you on this. I want Carolina and Dallas because I want the story to be that the Conn Smythe Trophy winner can be the player that was traded from two teams that he beat in the playoffs.
Okay. Jerry, that's a great counterpoint. And like I said, I'll still watch it. But now you've actually given me reason to enjoy it. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. I like that about Mikko Rantanen, that he takes down Colorado with extreme prejudice, mm-hmm. and then he could do it to Carolina. Yeah, I'll give you that. That allows me to tier my teams that I hate. Carolina's still on the bottom anyway, But yeah, no, that comfortably puts Dallas as like, all right, that's definitely my second preference now.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton or Dallas.
You want to know one thing I'm actually genuinely concerned about? The Carolina Hurricanes media team, if Florida is the opponent. I know it's not in season, but the jokes will be made that I think Floridians might.
Oh, it's the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. That, no, I mean, like, team mascot wise, like, what are the, what's Carolina's hockey mascot? It's a hurricane. Florida. Like, I think there's going to...
Joseph.
I think... I'm just saying. The
Joseph.
The Hurricanes media team...
Joseph.
The Hurricanes media team...
Don't do it.
...is vile.
Like, yes.
They'll go that step. I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying...
I'm telling you right now, there's no way they can.
You don't think so?
No. All right. We're going to take a break. Come right back, though. And, hey, there's plenty to talk about still. The schedule was released earlier this week, mm-hmm. back on Wednesday.
The Bandits are going, they're starting
Bandits game one of the NLL final.
Yep.
Plenty on the board here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.